Good morning. A dominating area of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft, which has been bringing us spectacular weather this week across interior New York and New England, continues to hold on this morning. Once again, areas of dense fog forming overnight will greet us as the sun rises, and temperatures will start out in the 40s and lower 50s. Once again, with a strong westerly breeze developing, we will have temperatures climbing quickly through the 50s and 60s, and today even through the 70s, a lot of places even touching the 80-degree mark in the valleys, but even in the hill towns and mountains, we'll be into the lower and middle 70s. So unseasonably warm through the afternoon, mostly clear skies tonight as temperatures dip back mainly into the 40s. A cool front sliding through the area has very little clouds or shower activity with it. Tomorrow, though, behind that front, a touch cooler, but still very much above normal for this time of year, as highs will be in the middle 70s. Sunshine will give way to high clouds throughout the day, and that will last into the evening. The front that's sliding on through over the next 24 hours will stall out and head back in our direction as a warm front during the day on Friday. This will produce more clouds on Friday morning and into the afternoon, and as the front tries to push through, perhaps even a few scattered rain showers. With the cloud cover, temperatures on Friday will be held back even more, but still reach just about to 70. The time that it takes for this front to get through will largely determine our weather for the beginning of the upcoming weekend. With the front pushing toward northern New York and New England by Saturday, still a few clouds, maybe even a couple of showers around in the morning, but the trend will be toward drying things out with sunshine and warm weather during the afternoon. We'll have high temperatures in the middle 70s. We should spend much of the beginning of the day Sunday in that warm zone of air, and that'll get us up into the middle and upper 70s, but a cool front approaching from the west may generate some clouds and showers itself by the end of the day, perhaps even a thunderstorm as that cool front approaches late Sunday and Sunday night. Right now, it looks like that front will be close by on Monday. We'll watch a wave of low pressure approach from the south for the beginning of next week, so we'll keep some unsettled weather in the forecast with highs back into the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Jerry, located about 1,275 miles east of Bermuda. Jerry is moving toward the west at just 1 mile per hour. A northward to northeastward motion is expected later today, and then a faster motion toward the northeast is expected tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is likely during the next 48 hours. The Hurricane Center is also tracking shower and thunderstorm activity associated with an elongated area of low pressure over the northwestern Caribbean Sea, which remains disorganized. This system is expected to move northwestward near or over the northeastern portion of the Yucatan Peninsula later today and into the southern Gulf of Mexico tonight or tomorrow. Some development is possible during the next couple of days, and locally heavy rains could affect the Cayman Islands, portions of Cuba, and portions of the Yucatan Peninsula during the next couple of days. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Shimojishima Island in Japan at 10:16 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail is at Bodrum Milas Airport in Turkey at 12 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 12 above zero. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog and 51 degrees, the dew point 50, 96% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny with highs in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny skies with highs in the mid 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 78 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 61, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, so for the month of October, zero. That's 12 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 36.32 inches for the year, which is 6.75 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 4 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. That's also the total for the month, which is 6 below normal, and 176 heating degree days for the season, which is 1 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 45. the record high 85 set in 1927 and the record low 30 in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:54 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:34 p.m. 11 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with patchy dense fog developing and lows in the 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with patchy dense fog developing and lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the middle 70s. Mostly clear tonight with patchy dense fog developing and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, warm today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with patchy dense fog developing and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, warm today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with patchy dense fog and lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, some high clouds later in the day, still mild, mid-70s. Mostly cloudy, chances for showers on Friday, around 70. A mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday. Warm, a bit humid, with scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm Sunday afternoon. Highs both weekend days in the mid-70s. And then a chance of showers for Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, with highs back into the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.